Coventry, private profits from hospital parking charges. Coventry Socialist Party members at a last Socialist Party campaign stall of the year on the 18th of December. We gathered more signatures in support of the bin workers' strike. That strike was delayed until the new year, because the workers forced the council back to the negotiating table with a better offer. So much for being told that the council couldn't pay more. And we gathered dozens more signatures against parking charges at the hospital, including from NHS workers. The headline on the last edition of The Socialist was relevant: Tory cuts and privatisation leave NHS in crisis, and there was an article about the bin strike inside, see socialistparty.org.uk, which meant more people wanted to buy The Socialist. An operating theatre nurse signed our petition telling us she cannot even get a staff pass that would let her pay only £50 a month, because her shift pattern of 3 12-hour shifts disqualified her. So she is paying £30 every week, £1,560 a year, to work for the NHS. And a vast majority of that goes right into the pocket of private company ICE, that runs a car park. Among other people signing, was a woman who told us her son had a brain tumor dealt with at the hospital. The cost of visiting was a fortune. No staff, patients, or visitors should be paying to use the car park. The car park shouldn't be in the hands of a private company making gigantic unchecked profits off ordinary people's misery. The Socialist Party says, end all hospital parking charges, end all PFI schemes and privatisation, renationalise the NHS, a 15% pay rise for all NHS workers for a fully funded, socialist NHS.